A January thaw is upon us, not in the northeastern U.S. where temperatures have been in the single digits for days, but certainly in library land, where a major trade publisher has announced an innovative e-book lending program for libraries. Coming just ahead of the midwinter meeting for the American Library Association in Seattle this weekend, the news may be as welcome there as a warm coat on a freezing cold day. Welcome, everyone, to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally, host of Beyond the Book, and joining me again is Andrew Albany, senior writer at Publishers Weekly, for our regular check on the news in the book business. And Andrew, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Greetings, Chris.
Well, we are catching you just before you hop on a plane to head out to Seattle, so we're happy you've taken the time to join us. And you do have some news that I think will be the talk of the ALA midwinter meeting. Tell us more.
Well, that's right, and I am looking forward to jumping on a plane and heading to Seattle for the next 4 days with some 10,000 librarians and publishers for the ALA midwinter meeting. And hey, it's a new year, so why not head west with a little optimism, right? And as you say, on that score, Macmillan, one of the last holdouts, has finally announced that it is set to begin its first ebook library lending program, which they say they will have up and running by the end of the first quarter of this year. So we're going to have more on this development on the PW website in the coming weeks, as well as other news and impressions from Seattle. So please do check the PW website. But here's what we can tell you right now. The ebook lending program is a pilot project, and under the plan, Macmillan is going to offer libraries about 1,200 backlist ebooks from its Minotaur Books imprint. But here's what's interesting. This program is launching with Baker & Taylor, Overdrive, and 3M, all selling to library systems right out of the gate. And what's interesting about that is that, you know, a year or so ago, that wasn't going to happen. We didn't have that choice in the market. We were just starting to get that choice in the market. The market, of course, is dominated by Overdrive. And, you know, if you're Overdrive, which pioneered the e-lending market for libraries, and it still pretty much dominates that market to a large degree, that sound you now hear is the footsteps of other vendors coming for a piece of your market share. And the sound is growing louder. And I think that's a good thing, of course, because the more vendors that there are in that space, the more those vendors will compete, and that will lead to better service both for libraries and for their patrons. At least that's the theory. Now, also, the titles that are going to be available through the Macmillan program are going to be available for libraries to lend for 2 years or 52 lends, whichever comes first. And that's also a development because it expands upon existing models. Of course, you have HarperCollins with its 26 lend model. Pottermore, I think, authorized 40 lends or so. And then there was Penguin, whose pilot program, which it recently expanded, only licenses ebooks for a year, I believe. So while, you know, the library lending limits may not be perfect, it is a development and it's another chance to experiment. And you might recall in 2010, HarperCollins was vilified for its 26 lend model. Well, libraries are now finding that, hey, that kind of works and we kind of like it. So it's good that Macmillan is actually trying out a new boundary because I think we should see where those boundaries should be and what works for everybody. And one final note, Macmillan's dipping a toe into the e-lending game leaves Simon & Schuster as the only big six publisher still not selling ebooks to libraries at all. And it will be interesting to see for how much longer that can go on now that all the others are at least experimenting with some models. But after a year in which 2012 was a year in which library publisher relations seemed to be going backwards, well, here's a small step forward, but a step forward nonetheless.
Indeed. And, you know, Andrew, last week we saw each other at Digital Book World, and I'm thinking now that the whole notion of digital books is going to eventually go away. They're just going to be books because they'll be digital, and that'll be it. And so we've got some news from the Digital Book World, some e-book news that is also coming ahead of the ALA meeting.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I really look forward to the point in time where we're just once again selling books, no matter what the format is. But the ebook space in the library market really is, it's getting hot, definitely. So also before, you know, midwinter, we've had a number of announcements. This week, Random House and Ingram announced that they were going to be making 36,000 Random House ebooks available for lending through Ingram's My iLibrary platform. And eBrary, which is a part of ProQuest now, they were a pioneering ebook vendor. They've now bought eBook Library, which also pioneered eBook Library lending. So you're seeing a lot of moves in the eBook space for libraries. And what that tells me is that despite all of the hiccups we've had between publishers and libraries over eBooks and the development of eBooks and how this space is going to eventually work out, a lot of companies are investing in this, and a lot of companies are pushing hard to get into the game, and they wouldn't be doing that if they didn't see a future in it.
Well, indeed. And among those traveling to Seattle this weekend will be Lee Rainey from the Pew Center for the Study of the Internet. And he's got some interesting results of a survey about Americans and their libraries.
That's right. And this is one of the things I'm looking forward to most in Seattle is Lee Rainey, who's a fantastic speaker. And Pew has really been putting on, it's really been throwing a lot of resources at the library market and studying it recently. And they had a survey out this week, which you can read all about on the Publishers Weekly website. From our newest contributing editor, Brian Kenny. And he notes that the most important finding in the latest Pew study, which is called Library Services in the Digital Age, is that libraries, in the opinion of most Americans, aren't just about books anymore. In terms of good news, you know, 80% of the respondents said that libraries were important services. But they didn't just say they thought of their library as being about books. They touted reference help and access to technology as key services. You know, and to me, that's another sign that the library brand, which historically has been bound to book borrowing, is really undergoing a transformation. And I think publishers, especially those who are still reticent to lend ebooks, need to take note of a future where the $1 billion a year spent by libraries on their products are going to begin to shift to other media. And for libraries, you know, it's clear that despite the travails they face, whether it's funding issues or this misguided idea that Wikipedia can do their jobs or the inability to offer equal access to ebooks as they do to print books, libraries are still very popular. You know, of library cardholders surveyed in this latest study, 98% rated their experience as very or mostly positive. And when you take in all the survey participants, when they were asked about the value of libraries in society, 91% rated libraries as either very important or somewhat important for their community. I can't think of too many things in America that get 91% of anything. 91% of Americans don't like ice cream, but they all seem to like libraries here.
That's right. Well, you know, it's interesting, Andrew, you mentioned the whole idea of the brand for libraries, and fascinating to think about how it may be undergoing an evolutionary moment here. And particular for libraries, I mean, they are tied to books. The very word itself derives from the word for books. So we may be moving to an era of what the French would call a mediathèque rather than a library itself.
It seems to be that's where we're going. And that seems to be what library patrons increasingly want and expect. They want a place where they can, go in and sip a latte and watch a streaming movie and maybe come home with a book on their e-reader or, you know, maybe not. Maybe they want to access the library from remotely. But what we know in the survey, it does seem that what the future of the library is pretty unclear. 3/4 of respondents want some sort of online ask the librarian services. 69% said they wanted the opportunity to try out new technology in the library, sort of like a tech petting zoo. And 64% said they wanted libraries to have these Amazon-like accounts, which probably sends chills down some people's spines to hear the word Amazon-like thrown in with libraries. But I really look forward to being able to drill down more on that report and to hear Lee Rainey in Seattle and hopefully catch up and talk with him this weekend. And, you know, you guys can check back on the PW site next week for my report.
Well, we will look for all of that news from Seattle at the ALA Midwinter Meeting. And what else is coming in this Monday's issue of PW?
Well, Monday's issue is a big issue for us. It's our spring announcements issue, and it is packed with listings of publisher offerings on their spring lists. Now, you might recall that, you know, a couple of years ago, like not quite 2 years ago, we changed our format. And we now not only offer, you know, a nice listing of what the publishers are offering for the spring, but we also, you know, go through them and offer top tens and essays and some 25 categories of books. So it's a really great way to get a handle on the spring crop of books. You can see the highlights of the lists, and then you can peruse the listings and find some other things as well. It's great fun for the editors. It's a lot of work, but also great fun to go through and just look at all the great stuff that's going to be coming out this spring. And that is in Monday's issue.
Well, Andrew Albanese, we look forward to chatting with you next week after the ALA meeting, and we expect some more news from that event, and have a great flight. Andrew Albanese, senior writer for Publishers Weekly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Be Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at Copyright Clearance Center's website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Chris Keneally. For everybody at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.